stream the show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, it is.
Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com. Mr. Skin. I really dig that MrSkin.com.
Again, thank you for rearranging your schedule to accommodate.
Oh, well, you know what? I wanted to make sure that I celebrated Cher's 80th birthday with you guys. She was born May 20th, 1946.
Yeah.
Today is her 80th birthday. So
I saw a picture of her. It's going around in 1975. She was like 28, and she's with Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson was like 8 years old. And a lot of people were freaking out. They go, this bitch was 30 in 1975.
I know.
How old is she?
It's crazy.
She looks great, man. She looks great.
Well, remember when she had that, I forget the name, Turn Back Time or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, with her ass hanging out.
But she wore that thong, and like that was back when thongs were kind of rare, you know, I don't know if it was technically a thong, but it was upper butt.
Was that the one where she was on the aircraft carrier?
Yeah, that was
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she also did the thing where she went on Letterman that time. We have it at the site where she was wearing like knee highs, and it was sexy as hell. And there's a famous iconic picture of Letterman sneaking a peek of her butt while she's hugging someone. So it was pretty.
She
never did nudity in 1969. She did a movie called Chastity, which was like a low budget crappy movie, and her character did a nude scene, but it was a body double. But
that's crazy because she obviously celebrated her body for years. She was always in great shape, and she never showed anything in all those movies she was in too. That's wild.
Yeah, it's weird, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. She wasn't really in a ton of super sexy sex scenes or anything like that. She was
They could have had her top taken off.
Oh, I'm not saying. I agree. She should have done nudity. Didn't
Sam Elliott in Mask, when she was dating Sam Elliott, they could have had an obligatory shot in Mask, you know.
The Mask kid would ruin the mood a little.
He walks in, sees her pants hanging out.
That's so bad. Anyway, I did want to tell you guys, so I haven't spoke with you in longer than normal, so there's a lot of nudity to catch up on. And one of the things I wanted to mention was there was this wild nudity a couple weeks ago on Hacks. You guys know this show Hacks on HBO? Yeah, and it's Jean Smart plays Deborah Vance, who's a legend. She plays this comedian who has a Las Vegas residency, and she's obviously older. She's in her, you know, I don't know what in the show, but in real life, she's in her early 70s. And she meets this 25-year-old comedy writer in the first season, played by Hannah Einbinder, and they, you know, as a writer, and it's all about their relationship. And they're in their fifth and final season. And by the way, Hannah Einbinder, I've mentioned this to you guys before, she's done nudity on the show. She won an Anatomy Award this year. She's been naked in season 5, but she is the daughter of Lorraine Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So Lorraine Newman of SNL. So anyway, getting back to this, so there was this crazy episode a couple weeks ago where Jean Smart was having a dream, and she went up on stage and was complete full frontal nude wearing high heels. It was actually sexy as hell, except, do you guys remember when in Game of Thrones when Lena Headey had to do that walk of shame?
Yep. Right,
and,
right.
Where she walked through everyone completely nude. And what they did then is they used the body of a 24-year-old model named Rebecca Van Cleve, and then they CGI'd Lena Headey's head onto the body. But it looked real. Well, same here. It's the same thing. That is not Jean Smart's body,
I wouldn't think so. She's 70. She's
75,
but
boy,
right?
Plus her breasts look like they're like no saggage. But I got to say, there was in the fourth season, she was in lingerie having sex with a guy.
Right.
I felt weirdly attracted to her. And actually, I just saw she's 75 years old. I had underestimated. So she was in her early 70s when she did this scene with this guy. And I'm like, holy crap, she looks good. So anyway, if anyone who saw that scene in Hacks, it was in the seventh episode of this season. Unfortunately, it wasn't her, so that's very
sad. So this is Terry Hatcher just on a balcony, just having a glass of something, and she's cans are hanging out. 1996.
Let me tell you why, because this week is a day that will live in skinfamy. It's the 30th anniversary of the release of Heaven's Prisoners, which nobody cares about this movie except me. And it starred Alec Baldwin. He was like a New Orleans cop. And then his wife on the show was Kelly Lynch. Remember her from Roadhouse? She was big in the 80s and 90s. But anyway, there is a scene at the 41-minute mark. So at the time, Terry Hatcher was known from Lois and Clark with Dean Cain. Can you imagine Dean Cain was actually a star at one point?
Yeah.
So they had this TV show that was pretty popular. Towards the end of the run, she shows up in this movie, and at the 41-minute mark, Terry Hatcher is completely nude on a balcony, and Alec Baldwin pulls up, and he looks up, and she is completely nude. Now, the balcony's kind of blocking her hatch hair, but you can see if you watch closely, it's full nudity, and it was awesome. And what it also brought up, if you remember, now, there's a famous episode in Seinfeld where Terry Hatcher was dating Jerry, and he was dying to know if she had her breasts looked so great, but he hadn't had sex with her, so he didn't know if they were real or fake. And long story short, at the end,
great episode,
he screws things up, and there's the classic line: "They're real and they're spectacular." You know, and anyway, so if you want to know if they're real and spectacular, you could see this. And this week, 30 years ago, that movie came out, which is pretty
30
cool.
30 years,
so.
All right.
I know, isn't that crazy? Yeah. So I love that scene.
Is this a Tina Fey nip slip in the Emmys?
Oh, well, this Monday, two days ago, Tina Fey turned 56. So we were celebrating at MrSkin.com, of course. And I say Tina Fey had one of the best nip slips of all time. And I want to make sure you guys understand what makes a great nip slip. So, number one, like if I said to you, hey, Kate Winslet was on a TV she was being interviewed on Colbert and she had a nip slip, you'd be like, okay, that's cool. But I've seen Kate Winslet naked a ton. Nobody's ever seen Tina Fey naked. So, number one, lack of nudity is box check there. Number two is, you know, obviously if you're famous, I mean, that's another thing. And the big thing is never having been nude. And then you throw in high definition and you throw in it wasn't supposed to happen. They didn't do it on purpose. All those things factor into what makes a great, great nude scene. And this happened on September 22nd of 2013, the 65th Primetime Emmy Awards. And she was up on stage, and she was wearing one of those, you guys could see, one of those dresses that has like the shell kind of, I guess, and then like no bra on her. It was such a split second, but we freeze framed it. It was one of my, I'm very proud of that nip slip.
You are. You should be proud of it.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah, we had a big celebration when that happened. But again, checked all the boxes. Never nude, accidental, high def, you know, all that stuff. So Tina Fey turns 56, and I wanted to celebrate one of the great nip slips of all time. Very, very.
We mentioned that Jamie Presley joined OnlyFans, and it looks like she's got a cooter shot here. Is this? Is she naked in OnlyFans except for this? Or this maybe?
Yeah. Well, here's what. I could tell you, Shannon Elizabeth, we talked about this. She went on and supposedly made $1 million in the first week without with more like PG-13 stuff. Like she did not go nude. But early on, the early pictures so far of Jamie Presley, and I have to admit, I haven't checked it this week through my team, but in her first week, she released that picture I'm showing you guys, which is for anyone out there, it's kind of like a think kind of a Sharon Stone, but not. Yeah. Like enough to be an official Sharon Stone. So I'm going to say that maybe Jamie Presley, who, by the way, did a great nude scene early in her career before she hit it big on My Name is Earl or Mom or Joe Dirt. Right. She was in a movie called Poison Ivy 3.
So she played the original role.
She was a gymnast in a previous life before she was an actress, and she has that incredible gymnast bod, and in Poison Ivy is very naked, and it's awesome. So I'm hopeful, though, that was 9 years ago. I'm hopeful that she will do you know, be, at least be R-rated versus Shannon Elizabeth's PG-13, because I think there's a couple mil in it for her.
Hey,
we were discussing this the other day. You know, you got to have a certain level of fame, and I think Jamie Presley and Shannon Elizabeth have about the perfect level of fame to go on and make money on OnlyFans.
Yeah, and that's what people have to understand. OnlyFans is—it's one of those businesses where the top one—it's like our country. The top 1% make like, you know, 90% of the money, right. And what happens is women come on, want to go on OnlyFans. They hear about all this money that's being made. That the trick to OnlyFans is driving traffic to your page.
Right.
A Jamie Presley or a Shannon Elizabeth, they're going to get articles in magazines, online buzz, which will drive traffic to their pages. Therefore, they will make money. It's much more difficult for an unknown to break through. It happens, but it's very difficult. So.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I started watching a show that I know you're all over, but and it's I'm only in the first season, but 5-6 episodes in. That Rivals, you must love that show, man.
Yeah, what's interesting about Rivals is it airs on Disney Plus too. It's on Hulu, but also on Disney Plus, and I'm like, it just nudity on Disney Plus just makes it seem more.
Dirty.
I don't know. It's just like, yes, more dirty, right? I know it's also on Hulu because these shows are on multiple things. But, the first season was great, but they've already started the second season with amazing nudity. And this Nafessa Williams, the African-American
black chick. That black chick is so freaking hot, right?
Yeah, so we're all over that. Yes, we are all over that. Actually, it's weird to say, but it's one of the best TV shows for nudity, and you could tune into Disney Plus and see it, which is pretty crazy.
I think we're telling the kids that now, right now.
Have you been watching Margo's Got Money Problems? Because I thought there was a lot of...
I've seen the nudity, but okay. I haven't...
That's
it's not on my... I haven't watched it yet, the show, but I've heard mixed things. So, but that's another show with amazing nudity. Elle Fanning, Dakota Fanning's sister.
But it's really only in the first couple of episodes. The succeeding episodes don't have any nudity. However, I'm going to spoil a little bit because the finale was
I'm not watching anyway,
over the weekend. Yeah. She's going to next season debut her vagina. But I doubt there's going to be any porno kind of shots. They may show full frontal.
Could be a stunt vagina, too.
It could be.
Yeah, she's used some prosthetics in that. A lot of it is hers, but there's been some prosthetics due to pregnancy and stuff. So, there was a quick baby flash, which was a prosthetic. I don't know if you remember that.
So. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't really her having a baby.
Showed giving birth in that show.
Yeah.
Cool, Skid.
Yeah,
appreciate it, brother.
All right, man.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Bye. Nick, a couple of the...
Living Skin
the
for Me?
One? The Skin for Me.
Oh,
and then
her...
The second one.
Hatch something?
Her
Harry Hatcher.
Her Harry Hatcher. Yeah, was that what it was?
This guy.
I love Nick's face. We're all pointing at Nick when he does those,
puns. He has puns, no shame.
Right?
Yeah, it's part of his charm.
But only he can say that, though. You know, we say that. Well, we make fun of him.
Yeah, he gets car.
He says it straight faced, man.
When it comes,
it's all about the confidence.
Seems like he gets good rest.
Yeah. So, what are you in Gayville there?
I'm in Yankton, South Dakota, this Saturday at Lazy H Campground.
Gayville in your heart.
Oh, it's a Lazy H Campground.
It's the Lazy H Campground.
Is it an outdoor thing or an indoor thing?
I believe it's an outdoor thing.
All right.
Clothed or not?
This will be closed.
Okay.
Good point.
It's
a campground.
We might do a second show with clothes off if you get me drunk enough. We'll see.
All right. Well, that's easy. Bring your
Are there
going to
be kids
you.
There?
Yeah, that's that's a good question. It is a campground. So
what
probably.
A nightmare. Have fun.
I love that. Nick turned some, doing these gigs, now hammering these gigs.
He's just crapping on everybody.
Is there an amphitheater
Godspeed.
Of some kind there?
I think there's like a...
Will you be doing it from somebody's pickup truck?
No, there's like a performance space type situation.
It's not the bed of a pickup truck.
No.
Okay. A dozen pallets stacked up in two stacks of six.
And then the warehouse is going well for you guys?
The warehouse has been going great. Yeah. Excellent. Come on, dude. This Friday, we got shows 7:30 and 9.
I saw Rachel posted one day that you're going to be on stage because she's going to bartend that night.
Oh yeah, she. I keep getting put into hosting positions that I didn't plan on doing because she decided she wanted to bartend. But but I mean, you know what? If you come through, there's a good chance you'll see one of us.
Is the bar tab down when you're behind the bar? I mean, does she sell more booze when she's behind the bar? That's what it sounds like, right?
Generally, yeah.
I can think of two reasons why
people go up there more.
Rachel, join us tomorrow. What are your socials there, Tyrell? Again,
Tyrell Frazier Comedy across the board. Just all
Thank you, brother. Thanks for coming up. Appreciate it,
man.
All right, man.
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.